Chapter 17. The policeman looked at me for a while without speaking. Then he said, "I'm arresting you for assaulting a police officer." This made me feel a lot calmer because it's what policemen say on television and in films. Then he said, "I strongly advise you to get into the back of the police car, because if you try any of that monkey business again, you little shit, I will seriously lose my rag. Is that understood?" I walked over to the police car, which was parked just outside the gate. He opened the back door and I got inside. He climbed into the driver's seat and made a call on his radio to the police woman who was still inside the house. He said, "Little bugger just had a pop at me, Kate. Can you hang with Mrs. S while I drop him off at the station? I'll get Tony to swing by and pick you up." And she said, "Sure, I'll catch you later." The policeman said, "Okie doke," and we drove off. The police car smelt of hot plastic and aftershave and takeaway chips. I watched the sky as we drove towards the town centre. It was a clear night and you could see the Milky Way. Some people think the Milky Way is a long line of stars, but it isn't. Our galaxy is a huge disk of stars, millions of light years across, and the solar system is somewhere near the outside edge of the disk. When you look in one direction, at 90 degrees to the disk, you don't see many stars. But when you look in another direction, you see lots more stars because you're looking into the main body of the galaxy, and because the galaxy is a disk, you see a stripe of stars. And then I thought about how, for a long time, scientists were puzzled by the fact that the sky is dark at night, even though there are billions of stars in the universe. And there must be stars in every direction you look, so that the sky should be full of starlight, because there's very little in the way to stop the light reaching Earth. Then they worked out that the universe was expanding, that the stars were all rushing away from one another after the Big Bang, and that the further the stars were away from us, the faster they were moving, some of them nearly as fast as the speed of light, which was why their light never reached us. I like this fact. It's something you can work out in your own mind just by looking at the sky above your head at night and thinking, without having to ask anyone. And when the universe has finished exploding, all the stars will slow down like a ball that has been thrown into the air, and they'll come to a halt, and they'll all begin to fall towards the center of the universe again. And then there'll be nothing to stop us seeing all the stars in the world, because they'll all be moving towards us, gradually faster and faster, and we'll know that the world is going to end soon, because when we look up into the sky at night, there will be no darkness, just the blazing light of billions and billions of stars, all falling. Except that no one will see this, because there'll be no people left on Earth to see it. They'll probably have become extinct by then. And even if there are people still in existence, they will not see it because the light will be so bright and hot that everyone will be burnt to death, even if they live in tunnels.